The following disclaimer is intended to prevent anybody from thinking any bad thoughts concerning what they are about to hear. The management of this, or any radio station or media/internet provider or outlet broadcasting or disseminating this program, or portions thereof, is or are hereby forever not responsible for any perceptions, misperceptions, conceptions, conscriptions, prescriptions, cryptic inscriptions, or magazine subscriptions that may or may not occur to anyone listening to them or it. High Times Magazine does not condone any illegal activity of any kind. Even if we did, which we don't, you'd be foolish to take to heart anything which we might or might not say, indicate, imply, slyly allude to, or even suggest. Besides not ever having inhaled, we seldom even exhale. And even if we did, you would be a dummy to copy us. I mean, what your mom said was right. If we jumped off the Empire State Building, would you do it too? Exactly. Use your head for crying out loud. Case closed. Don't call us. We'll call you. Not responsible. Park and lock it. Forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much.
Hi there. Can y'all step back, please, if you're not under arrest?
It was once an innocent plant. Marijuana. Thomas Jefferson grew it. Marijuana.
A couple of cups of tea in the back of the car.
Marijuana.
It's become America's largest cash crop.
Marijuana.
Should pot be available at your pharmacy?
Marijuana.
We're at war with our own people. It's not right.
Marijuana.
Cannabis is not very damaging to health.
Marijuana.
Now we are at war with sick people.
Marijuana.
It's illegal.
And that's really not right.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. The legalization of industrial hemp could mean billions.
Marijuana.
It's the 21st century, I think, you know. I mean, in that movie The Graduate, that guy said, don't forget the word plastics. I bet you now it's don't forget the word hemp. We'll see.
Marijuana is back.
I like smoking the weed, the herb, the doob, the reefer stick. Yeah, that's right. I smoke pot. I am smoking, literally and figuratively. I'm smoking that righteous herb, and I'm smoking you. Everybody in this country is smoking pot. I mean, everybody, not just hippies and deadheads, damn it, but everybody. Blue-collar workers, white-collar workers, secretaries, bosses, doctors, lawyers, school teachers, models, actors, directors, computer geeks even, and even radio talk show hosts like me. Now, when I say everybody smokes, yeah, I know, not everybody. Every year, about 100 million people in this country take at least one toke off a joint. But for that one toke, you can lose your job, and you can go to jail. You can make the evening news as a drug addict.
You can't treat drug use like rape or murder. That's crazy. It's just insane.
And they know full well that there is absolutely nothing wrong with marijuana. Nothing. And yet they say you can't try it. You can't get high. You're not mature enough. You're not smart enough to make an intelligent decision about marijuana. And if you don't like it, you're going to jail. Now, what the hell is going on in this country? The thing about pot is that it makes you think nice, warm, fuzzy thoughts. Smoke your weed, light up, burn as many joints as you want. But never, never forget that for every joint you smoke, someone else is getting busted. Just remember that every time you enjoy your weed, there is someone else at work trying to make sure you can't. They'll lie about pot. They'll equate it with crack just to get elected.
You know, I don't care, dude. Just so I get my weed, I don't care.
Now that I've sobered all of you up, you now have my permission to re-herbalize. Thank you for listening. Be well. That's the way it is. Someone had to say it. Now someone has to smoke it.
Hi.
At the top of the news, the sabers are rattling once again in the Middle East. President Clinton and the Pentagon have been high all week long on Saddam Hussein's stockpile of chemical weapons. An inside source at the Pentagon has reported that both the president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff are high once again.
High.
Marijuana is back.
Because there's no better way to make a ruthless dictator see the light than to light up a joint for the entire populace of Baghdad.
The following is a public service message from marijuana.
The National Marijuana wants to remind you that it is important to use good judgment when choosing a mind-altering substance as you set out in your pursuit of the opposite or whichever sex you desire. Watch what happens, for instance, when a person who has selected cocaine makes advances on a young woman in a singles bar.
Hi, how you doing?
Look, my friend and I are just here trying to have a drink alone.
What's the matter with you? What did you come here for? I mean, what are you, some kind of tease? Look, baby, there are plenty of good look chicks in this bar who would die to have a drink with me. I mean, they would die. Death, fatality, the whole nine yards.
Look, my friend and I are just here trying to have a drink alone.
Alone again, naturally. Baby,
Maybe I can help you out with this alone
look,
thing.
Look, I said we want to be alone.
I want to be alone too.
Bartender.
I want to be alone
with you. Bartender, can you help us? This guy will not go away.
Yeah, look, buddy, the girls are just trying to have a drink here. Why don't you give him a break, all right?
Hey, look, I'm just trying to be friendly.
Yeah, I know,
here,
I know,
man.
But I just, the ladies don't want to be bothered right now. You understand?
Look, am I bothering? I'm just trying to be friendly.
Oh, man, you spilled your drink all over me.
Look, no problem. Send me the cleaning bill, all right? Because, you know, I'm loaded.
Yeah, I'll say you're loaded, pal. Get out of here right now. I said out. There's the door.
But now, watch what happens when you choose marijuana and then approach a potential date.
Hi.
Excuse me?
Hi, how you doing?
My friend and I are just trying to have a drink alone.
Well, no, that's cool. I was just wondering if you could, I mean, if I could borrow a quarter for the phone. I lost my wallet and I just wanted to get a quarter to call a friend.
I'm sorry. Here. Gosh, I didn't mean to be so hostile.
No, that's cool. I hate bothering people when they're obviously having such a good time. I mean, I take my own good times pretty damn seriously.
Well, so do I.
Hey, when I get off the phone, you and your friend are free to join me. I got a great joint that I'd love to share with me. I mean, share with you.
You already sound a little high.
I am. I smoked a little bit already. I did.
Well, yeah, sure. We'd love to get high with you.
Cool. Yeah, well, you're on. I'll be right back after the phone call. I'll be right back.
Man, he's cute.
Remember, marijuana will get you hooked up, but it won't get you hooked. For your best results in the dating game, choose marijuana for making time. Every time.
This has been a public service announcement from a radio station. Not necessarily this one. And the National Marijuana... Thank you.
If you're 21 or over and you want to find out how to order marijuana or their weed, rolling machines, the herb, hats, the reefer stick, frisbees, pot, t-shirts, and so much more marijuana, you give them a call from 10 to 6 Eastern Standard Time every time at 555-555-666 Standard Time. 333-666 Standard Time every time. 440 every time.
High at the High Radio Hour. We'll be back right after this.
My name is Sister Rita Marley, and we're high. Keep high. We love you. One love. Rastafari.
Callum Francis, high here in Washington Square Park, down in the center of Greenwich Village in New York City. So tell me, do you think pot makes you you skateboard better?
Yeah, it does, because when I get high, I skate a lot better.
Fun. Well, why is that, do you think? You get more aware of your body?
No, you're just not afraid to hurt yourself, and you're more into it.
You know, I don't use any drugs. You know, I'm not exactly kind to my friends when they smoke up.
Hey!
She just hit me, okay? She's stoned.
Hit anybody who doesn't smoke weed. Good choice there.
Violence really doesn't solve the issue.
This is Wavy Gravy, activist, clown, and frozen dessert. And yous are highs.
Love is the icon.
There's an incredible amount of really high-quality Mexican available here now. I've seen prices, you won't even believe the prices, like in the $80 an ounce range for Mexican hybrids that are really... I mean, really quite nice, quite fine, actually. They're green, they're nice fragrance, nice high. They're a little bit fluffy, not really the dense American domestic buds that we get. But, I mean, for $80 an ounce, you can't beat that. You can basically do what you want. I can sit here, I can do whatever I want. There's no one coming by or anything like that. I'm in the middle of total nowhere. Thank God for the cellular.
You're calling from a car out in the middle of the desert.
That's it is 1998, as you know. Not the 40s back when you and your day.
No, but back to Arizona.
But the reality, as we talked before about the tunnels and so forth, is that the amount of money that's being made is so huge that the corruption really takes over. And most of, I'd say, personally, if you gauge the amount that gets through versus the amount that they claim to seize, seems to me like almost all of it gets through. I'm seeing prices in Arizona, it's of course much lower than you're going to see in the big cities, of $80 an ounce for what I would say I'd be perfectly willing in New York to pay $220, $250 an ounce for this stuff. You know, I mean, the availability is an all-time high, and this is at the same time as the domestic crop is still available, although it is tapering off a bit. So I'd say the 97-98 season has been one of the best I've seen in maybe 4 or 5 years.
How much pot, you know, the total amount that people smoke in the U.S. is coming?
From Mexico?
Yeah, through Arizona.
Of the import crop that people smoke, because a lot of people are domestic kind smokers exclusively, I used to be until you guys started to get my checks.
We're still negotiating.
I know. I think it's a lot of it comes through Mexico now that's not even from Mexico.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Jamaican comes through Mexico, a lot of the stuff from the other islands. People never talk about it, but of course all the Caribbean islands grow herb, whether it's Dominican Republic, there's of course Cuban weed, there's of course St. John weed, St. Thomas weed, Aruba weed, Curacao weed, Bahamas weed, what's that other one, Virgin weed,
uh-huh.
You know, all those things.
When somebody writes in asking, where can I find pot, you go ballistic on these people normally. What?
Well, people,
what's the deal?
You know, I get emails, I get regular mail, I get all sorts of phone calls at the office in my tower over there in Monte Carlo where get the number and on the cell phone and so forth. And they're like, hey, why don't we hook up and you can sell me some herb or some of this or I'll sell you that. And it's just totally insane. The Pope really basically is a straight arrow kind of guy. I mean, I smoke some guns, you know, I have been known to do that and so forth, but I can't be participating in illegal activities. I'm an upstanding citizen. Even though the drug laws in this country are totally crazy and I'm totally against them and it's, you know, totally absurd, I am basically a diehard love-your-country American, you know, military boy, came out of nowhere. You know, I feel that I have a good life here in this country. And, you know, aside from the fact that the drug laws are crazy and that the taxes are crazy, you know, but I get to write off everything because I smoke pot for a living, as you know.
When somebody writes in asking, where can I find pot, you go ballistic on these people normally. What?
Well, people,
what's the deal?
You know, I get emails, I get regular mail, I get all sorts of phone calls at the office in my tower over there in Monte Carlo where they get the number and on the cell phone and so forth. And they're like, hey, why don't we hook up and you can sell me some herb or some of this or I'll sell you that. And it's just totally insane. The Pope really basically is a straight arrow kind of guy. I mean, I smoke some guns, you know, I have been known to do that and so forth, but I can't be participating in illegal activities. I'm an upstanding citizen. Even though the drug laws in this country are totally crazy and I'm totally against them and it's, you know, totally absurd, I am basically a diehard love-your-country American, you know, military boy, came out of nowhere. You know, I feel that I have a good life here in this country, and, you know, aside from the fact that the drug laws are crazy and that the taxes are crazy, you know, but I get to write off everything because I smoke pot for a living, as you know.
That's great.
I'm a straight arrow, and I can't be involved in that, and I don't want to be involved in that selling and buying the black market stuff. I like going to Amsterdam and going into a nice store, you know, mellow and all that, and I smoke a lot of cigars also, I like the Royal Jamaicans.
Yeah, well, that's great. Hey, Pope, how's that car going? You about to start up and get wound up?
All right,
I'm going to listen. Here we go. Man, jeez.
You heard that, right?
It sounded like a tank.
Yeah, well, it is a tank. I mean, if you saw this car, you know, the kind of sissy boy things you drive around over there, this is really a four-wheel machine.
The Pope-mobile, no doubt. The Pope-mobile itself.
Yeah, the Pope-mobile, and it is solid steel. It's, you know, early 60s design and so forth. A lot of firearms and so forth like that.
Well, listen, Pope.
Listen, it's running.
Oh,
listen,
good.
Listen, Callum, before you let me go, I've decided that since you refuse to profess your love for me, you know, on the air, I mean, you'll do it in the letters and those Polaroids and so forth, but you won't do it on the air.
No, listen. If you listen real closely, we do have theme music for you now, okay?
Oh,
yeah, maybe it's Barry White. Actually, Barry White.
Excellent.
Yeah, hear him? Hear it?
No, I can't hear it. Turn it up.
All right, it's there. It's there. You hear it now?
No, I can't hear it. How can I sing along?
Probably.
Look, I got trouble with a car later in here. I got to take care of
this. All right, man.
So listen, Callum.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Well, you're very welcome. There's more coming from where that was, all right?
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, man. Bye. Talk to you next week. That was the Pope, high on the air.
The following is a public service message from the National Marijuana...
Did you know that marijuana is not just a right, it's a privilege? So, Americans, the next time you're at a party and some beer-soaked so-called alterna boy turns to you and sincerely lectures about the evils of the devil weed marijuana, then he laughs and takes a swig out of his hugely overmass-marketed Alzheimer's disease-causing aluminum can of major label beer, go ahead, knock that can of beer right out of his hands and stick a joint in his lips. He might just thank you. Then again, he might not.
This has been a public service message on behalf of the National Marijuana Joints for the Jilted Campaign. Thank you.
High on the air, high on the air, high on the air with
the High Radio Hour.
Hi, folks. I'm High, here to talk to you about hemp. You can make wonderful clothes out of hemp. And, folks, one of the pioneer companies that has been at the forefront of this hemp movement, 669 Hemp Clothing, Accessories, and so much more. 1-800-669-HEMP. And you can also visit their website at www.669hemp.com. That's, of course, www.669hemp.com.
We'll be back right after this with more High on the Air, the High Radio Hour.
This is High on the High Radio Hour, America's most popular marijuana program.
Hey, everybody. It's Leap Lab here with you, one of the co-producers and co-writers of the High Radio Hour, along with Buddha. Anyway, when I went to Amsterdam back in November to cover the High Times Cannabis Cup event, it was a pretty surreal time, and one of the strangest times was...
As well as being the music editor, he has the privilege of being a judge at this year's Cannabis Cup Awards. That is the celebrity judge, and they're the ones that get, of course, the wonderful gift box cases of reefer that just would make you want to drool. They get like a year's worth of reefer to judge in a week. Steve is putting down this trichome, which is apparently... It's like ringing a little bell. You have to shake the plant just so gently without actually jarring it. And you get this trichome falling off it. And this is the finest pollen that has the most...
It's Amsterdam's flame.
It's Amsterdam's... It is the actual flame itself of Amsterdam.
Thumbs up to the trichomes. It's making me cry.
Can I try some?
Thank you, later. See you later.
Thank you. Now Bill's going to cry. We're going to cry together.
It is so kind,
we're babies. We're big
gentlemen.
Babies crying.
Oh, the kindness of that. That is the kindest thing I ever tasted.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Pot smokers do cry.
That's the best hit of anything called pot that I ever had in my life.
If you cry, it should be number one.
Oh, man.
It brings you to tears.
Trichome.
It's the resin. It's the pure resin shaken off the gland.
But if you shake it too hard, then it's... Wrong.
Shake that resin.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow, it's just
shake those trichomes.
Let's review. Let's.
Can I have the pipe back? Can I have the lighter back? This time around, I would say I'm much more focused on grading, but I have had the chance to smoke a little of that kind bud.
Oh, so what are your picks so far?
Well, I'm just leaning towards a White Rhino, 420, Jack Flash, the really best looking buds. Because a lot of the buds here taste similar, but they all look different.
Oh, and oh my gosh.
All right.
Oh my gosh. I don't believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, as if this weren't enough, we have confirmed sighting in the Amber Room. We call him Santa Claus. He's here. Santa Claus, everybody. Santa Claus is here. I don't believe my eyes. Holy smokes, Santa Claus. Watch out for the hole in the floor, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Sinterklaas!
I was there first!
Klaus?
Okay, hey, respect Sinterklaas.
Santa Keef.
Chill, dude.
Santa Claus, your Santa Claus, is a wino. Santa Claus does bad things with children, because that's the first thing they see. That's their idea of fun. Yeah? Their parents getting drunk all the time at Christmas. But I'm here to give presents away.
What kind of presents do you have, Santa Claus?
What do you think?
Could it be green?
I have friends in Holland.
Right.
And they gave me some grass to supply me.
Well, all right. Lay it on the people, Santa. Sinner, I should say.
Can I have my presents, John?
And what does this Santa Claus has here? He has a big box full of little boxes. And what's... I can only guess what's in those little boxes here in Holland where... Pot is legal? Sinterklaas, I don't believe it.
You're up there?
This is so fine.
Right. Because you have been a good boy last year.
Oh, thank you, Sinterklaas. Right. It says Paradise Seeds on it, and it has one of the prettiest buds of marijuana I've ever seen in my life. What a great promotional item.